Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. On our official clock, it is noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. We have the latest information on Hurricane Michael. And a couple things to make a note here. The latest information, we have winds still at 150 miles an hour. Pressure has dropped. We have the hurricane hunters, both from NOAA and the Air Force, in the system, getting us the latest information. So we're constantly being updated with information. We're now 35 miles southwest of Mexico Beach, 40 miles south of Panama City, so getting closer and closer to the shore. I did want to mention as well, we are sitting looking at Apalachicola Airport getting winds 45 miles an hour, sustained gusting to hurricane force. So the water's already coming up as well. The National Ocean Service has a water level station there at Apalachicola, already reporting 5.5 feet of inundation. So it is getting closer. We're already seeing the impacts. And we can see the focus here. Most people tend to focus on the eye. So we are looking at that movement that we've been forecasting turning more to the east has happened. So landfall somewhere early this afternoon around Mexico Beach. But let's be careful because we look at the hurricane force winds extending 45 miles away from that center. So it's going to be a larger swath than just that center. So we have to look at the system much bigger. And some of these rain bands are producing hurricane force wind gusts. And that's where you're going to see the dangers of the wind damage, but also the tornadoes that we can see in some of these areas. So we're getting closer and closer to land, and again, have to focus on the big picture here, because you can see rainfall as far down as Tampa being impacted by this system already. So let's look at the forecast with time. Again, tropical storm force winds 175 miles away from the center, so a very large system, and that's what we need to think about. Not just a point, not just the cone, but really looking at this as a swath of winds and swath of impacts. So this hurricane making on landfall, major damage, catastrophic damage. All the winds, you'll see trees down, you'll see power outages for literally weeks in this area. You'll see damage to buildings and roofs off, and some buildings could be destroyed altogether. So remaining a hurricane with time, so not just along the coast. For anybody watching inland on the Alabama-Georgia line, still a hurricane moving into Georgia, even a tropical storm still getting into the Carolinas. So if you take that rain and you take that wind, you're going to have trees down, you're going to have power outages in Florida, Georgia, and maybe even getting into the Carolinas. Rainfall is always an issue, and that's part of the reason that we're going to see, the rain 6 to 10 inches. And you're going to, part of the reason you're going to see some of these trees down, you're going to saturate the soil. So you're going to have the actual damage from the winds right there on the coast. But with time, you put 4 to 6 inches of rain saturating the soil, and you get tropical storm force wind gusts. You can see some tree damage all along this entire path. But right in here, 6 to 10 inches of rain, just catastrophic, and the storm surge. We've been talking about the storm surge. Half of fatalities in these tropical systems is indeed the storm surge. And these values are just staggering, life-threatening storm surge. And we're already seeing 5.5 feet, and we got a long way to go. 9 to 14 feet possible in these areas, from Tyndall Air Force Base along the coast to the Ocala River. I mean, that's just a staggering amount. That is above ground, and you look at that, and waves on top of that could add another couple feet. 6 to 9 feet in areas towards Cedar Key, even down to Tampa, could see 2 to 4 feet of inundation. I do want to make note that it's not just on the coast. You talk about these barrier islands will get water and then forcing northward. The red here is above 9 foot of storm surge. Look how far some of that surge reaches inland. So we got to be aware. Even if you think you're inland, you still could be in danger. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.